Maine mother calls for resignations after school social worker tried to secretly transition daughter. By Spencer Lindquist on December 24, 2022. A mother is calling for the resignation of school officials in Maine after finding out that a public school social worker began attempting to secretly transition her daughter. The Damaris Cotta Maine mother demanded the resignation of multiple school officials at a school board meeting after she found out that a social worker had been attempting to transition her daughter, a report from the Maine Wire revealed. Amber Levine claimed that a social worker for the Central Lincoln County School System, CLCSS, at Great Salt Bay Community School in Damaris Cotta gave her daughter a chest binder, which she was encouraged to keep hidden from her parents, as a gender transitioning tool. Binders are used to flatten girls' and women's breasts in order to make them appear more masculine. Levine added that she hadn't met social worker Samuel Roy, who she claims was encouraging her daughter's gender transition without her consent, also alleging that the binder was given to her child less than 2 weeks after Roy became her social worker. Meanwhile, other school officials used masculine pronouns to refer to Levine's daughter. Her daughter had just turned 13 when school administrators began encouraging a gender transition. Maine Wire did not receive a response to its inquiries from Superintendent Lindsay Johnston nor from school board chair Sam Belknap. Levine, addressing the school board, said, "Under no circumstances should she have been provided a chest binder without the knowledge of her parents." A social worker at the school encouraged a student to keep a secret from her parents, she added. "This is the very definition of child predatory sexual grooming. Predators work to gain a victim's trust by driving a wedge between them and their parent." Levine has since pulled her daughter from the school system. Levine also stated, "I demand that all employees who had knowledge of this secret be immediately terminated from their positions at us and that our child's records be released to us." Chris Coleman, a fourth grade teacher, addressed the board after Levine and framed Levine's opposition to the secret transition of her daughter as an attack on students. Maine Wire reported that Coleman argued, "I'm here because members of our community, and perhaps some from afar, have decided that our transgender students do not deserve to feel safe at school," also claiming that the term groomer is an insult for teachers. Gender ideology and the promotion of child transgenderism has become a controversial topic in Maine. Maine Wire reports that two school board members in Oxford Hills School District are facing a recall after they supported a policy that would require district employees to keep student mental health information secret from parents. In the event that a student experienced gender dysphoria, the information would be kept from parents. In addition, Breitbart News recently revealed that a Maine middle school health teacher hung posters in his classroom that referred to heterosexual couples as breeders. This teacher also discussed in a Zoom meeting methods to dodge public records requests. Breitbart News also revealed that the Maine Department of Education promoted an overnight camp for children as young as 6 who allegedly identify as transgender. The camp is in a confidential location. The report also found that Maine's Department of Education promoted the Trans Youth Equality Foundation, which both collects and distributes breast binders. The binders are distributed to those who are 18 years old and younger, though no minimum age is listed. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter @SpencerLNDQST and reach out @SLindquist@Breitbart.com.